Welcome to Seeds of Hope. Listen now to this encouraging and uplifting message of faith and trust in our Lord, shared by Father Mike Moore.
As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this is Christ the King feast day, and we're celebrating it all over the world in our Catholic Church. It's a fitting way to end a liturgical year, that we end up giving thanks and praise to Christ our King. And there has never, ever been a king like Jesus. A king in a very different way than earthly kings. I mean, that's his throne, is on the cross. And he was so in love and caring for those who were the most needy, most on the edges of society. There are kings in history who were very benevolent, but they were always inspired by Jesus to be that way. So we have this, what I like to call, take-home test today in Matthew 25. You want to know what Jesus is going to ask you when you go to heaven? You don't have to wonder about that. It's right here. He's going to be looking at you and saying, "When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you give me to drink? When I was ill, did you come to visit me?" We know the questions. We even know the answers. It's not often you get a take-home test and the answers are there too. But you know, when you know the answers, there's a danger then. There's a danger because what we could say, well, I want to go to heaven. I got some boxes to check off here. I got to make sure I'm sending my check in to Catholic Relief Services or the Red Cross. I got to make sure I get one of those tags for the tree back there, because Jesus said you got to do that. And I could just check off the boxes. But you know, in the story, they didn't know it was Jesus when they were feeding the hungry and giving drink to the thirsty, because they were surprised. Oh, that was you? I didn't know that was you. Yeah, they didn't even know it, which meant that their giving and their being there came from their heart. It was true compassion. It wasn't checking off boxes. This came from their heart. So how can we be like that? How can we have that kind of heart? Now, we've got great examples among the saints. There's a number of saints that went and they lived the gospel radically. Like St. Francis, left everything, lived a life of poverty. Mother Teresa was definitely like that as well. Today, I want to share with you a little bit about an American who did that. Her name is Dorothy Day. She's now called Servant of God. The church gave her that title because they've opened the cause for the possibility of her canonization. And if you'd like to find out more about her, her autobiography is called The Long Loneliness. Or if you like to watch films, there's a movie about her. It stars Moira Kelly and Martin Sheen called Entertaining Angels. She grew up and lived a lot in New York. The early 1900s, she was a journalist, very much a social activist. And she radically lived the gospel. She converted to Catholicism. You know how Mother Teresa's one-on-one? Dorothy Day was also one-on-one, but she was thinking of the bigger issues. She's saying, yeah, it's good to give something to the poor who are right before you and are hungry. But what about the system that causes so many people to be poor? Why don't we look at that? Is there something wrong with that? She was really a prophet. So she had that kind of love. Now, you know what happens, I think? I'm in here too. Maybe this doesn't happen to you, but I think it does to many of us. We could know we're supposed to be kind and helpful to all those in need. So we see somebody on the corner. Maybe we have a little gift card. Like I have Subway cards that I give out for a lunch. But you know what can happen is we're giving it out because we know we're supposed to. But we can have an automatic judgment that comes on us. We didn't pick it. We don't really want it, but it comes. There's a thought that comes in. Why doesn't that guy straighten his life out? Why doesn't he try to get his life back together? That's an automatic judgment. Or maybe I see somebody who's mentally ill and I think, oh, they're dangerous. It's an automatic judgment. Or somebody in prison who did something terrible, they deserve what they get. They should stay in there as long as they can be there. Those are all automatic judgments. You may not even pick it, but it's there. Well, that's not the spirit of this gospel. You know, Dorothy Day, those saints, they heard Paul. Remember when St. Paul in 1 Corinthians says, if I have faith enough to move mountains, but I have no love, I gain nothing. If I give away all that I possess to the poor without love, it does me no good. It has to be coming from love. And I know that Dorothy Day had a great, great love for Mass. That's one of the things that drew her to the Catholic Church. A great, great love for Jesus and the Eucharist and the tabernacle. You look at all the saints. The more holy they became, the closer they were drawing to Jesus. I'm sure at the beginning of their time, Mother Teresa, Dorothy Day, let me tell you, it's not easy to help the poor because you don't always get a thank you back. They may even throw the stuff you're trying to help them with back in your face. They're broken people, as we are broken. We're on the same boat. It's not easy. You don't want to idealize it. So I'm sure when they were starting out, they had many a time they went before Jesus in the tabernacle and they brought in who was bothering them, where they had this automatic judgment. They brought them in as if they were sitting right here and they were sitting right next to them. It's like in their mind or their heart. They were looking at Jesus, and they were asking him, show me how to love this person. Show me how you see them, because I want to love the way you love. Take these automatic judgments away from my heart. I'm sure they had moments like that. I think that's how it happens. That's how we learn to love. What if we did this? What if once a week you brought in somebody, either you saw them in person, you know them personally, or you saw them on TV, and you went before the Lord in your prayer like I'm describing. Take a different person every week. 52 times a year, you'd be bringing somebody in and saying, Lord, help me have your eyes and your heart so that I can love like you love. He won't pass that prayer up, and he'll change our lives. There's one thing that Dorothy Day said that I really like. It's a clever phrase. She said, the path to heaven lies through heaven, and all the way to heaven is heaven. Now let me unpack that, because that's a lot of heaven. The path to heaven lies through heaven. You know, heaven is God, all love. So the path to love has to be love. So when we follow the dictates of Matthew 25 with love in our hearts, we're already going through heaven as we go to the Father. And then she says, to underline it, and all the way to heaven is heaven. It's beautiful. Let me say it one more time. The path to heaven lies through heaven. And all the way to heaven is heaven. Dear Lord, touch our hearts. Help us to have hearts like Dorothy Day, Mother Teresa, Saint Francis, and all the saints, where you purified their hearts and taught them what it means to truly love those most in need. Be our King. Show us the way. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
If you found this episode helpful,
please share it with someone you know. God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to the Seeds of Hope Reflections, just search Seeds of Hope with Father Mike in your web browser or wherever podcasts are available.